5 minutes of pearls and parables here for you at the beginning of the day. One of the greatest speeches ever made was Daniel Webster's address delivered at the completion of the Bunker Hill Monument. Speaking of the coming of the Pilgrim Fathers to the New World, he said, "They brought with them a full portion of the riches of the past, in science, art, morals, religion, and literature. The Bible came with them. The Bible is a book of faith and a book of doctrine. It teaches man his own responsibility, his own dignity, and his equality with his fellow man." In the presence of Professor Sanborn of Dartmouth, Mr. Webster laid his hand on the copy of the scriptures, saying with great emphasis, "This is the book. I have read through the entire Bible many times. I make it a practice to go through it once a year. It is the book of all others for lawyers as well as divines. And I pity the man that cannot find in it a rich supply of thought and rules for his conduct. It fits man for life. It prepares him for death."
It's wonderful, wonderful, so very wonderful, wonderful that he is. God is so
follow the laws of God. Happy are all who search for God and always do His will, rejecting compromise with evil and walking only in His paths. You have given us your laws to obey. Oh, how I want to follow them consistently. Then I will not be disgraced, for I will have a clean record. After you have corrected me, I will thank you by living as I should. I will obey. Oh, don't forsake me and let me slip back into sin again. How can a young man stay pure? By reading your word and following its rules. I've tried my best to follow you. Don't let me wander off from your instructions. I have thought much about your word and stored them in my heart so that they will hold me back from sin. The word of God is not just for Mr. Webster. It's for young men, young women, children, adults. For all of us.